If any god told you that you would die tomorrow, or certainly on the day after tomorrow, you would not care much whether it was on the third day or tomorrow, unless you were in the highest degree mean-spirited, for how small is the difference? So think it no great thing to die after as many years as you can name, rather than tomorrow. Think continually how many physicians are dead after so much furrowing their brows over the sick, and how many astrologers after predicting with great pretensions the deaths of others, and how many philosophers after endless discourses on death or immortality, how many heroes after killing thousands, and how many tyrants who have used their power over men's lives with terrible insolence, as if they were immortal, and how many cities are entirely dead, so to speak, Helice and Pompeii and Herculaneum and innumerable others. Add to the reckoning all whom you have known, one after another. One man buries another, and is then laid out dead himself, and another buries him, and all this in but a short time. To conclude, always observe how ephemeral and worthless human things are, and what was yesterday a little mucus, tomorrow will be a mummy or ashes. Pass then through this little space of time conformably to nature, and end your journey in content, just as an olive falls off when it is ripe, blessing nature who produced it, and thanking the tree on which it grew. Be like the promontory against which the waves continually break. It stands firm and tames the fury of the water around it. I am unhappy because this has happened to me. No, say instead, I am happy, though this has happened to me, because I endure it free from pain, neither crushed by the present nor fearing the future. For such a thing as this might have happened to any man, but not every man would have endured it free from pain on such an occasion. Why then is that experience taken to be a misfortune, any more than your ability to endure it is a good fortune? And do you in all cases call that which is not a deviation from man's nature a man's misfortune? And does a thing seem to you to be a deviation from man's nature when it is not contrary to the will of man's nature? Well, you know the will of nature. Will then this that has happened prevent you from being just, magnanimous, temperate, prudent, secure against inconsiderate opinions and falsehood? Will it prevent you from having modesty, freedom, and everything else, by the presence of which man's nature is fulfilled? Remember, too, on every occasion that leads you to vexation, to apply this principle. Not that this is a misfortune, but that to bear it nobly is good fortune. It is a vulgar but still a useful help towards contempt of death to pass in review those who have tenaciously stuck to life. What more, then, have they gained than those who have died early? Certainly they lie in their tombs somewhere at last. Caedicianus, Fabius, Julianus, Lepidus, or anyone else like them, who have carried out many to be buried and then were carried out themselves. Altogether the interval is small between birth and death, and consider with how much trouble, and in company with what sort of people, and in what a feeble body this interval is laboriously passed. Do not then consider life a thing of any value, for look to the immensity of time behind you, and to the time which is before you, another boundless space. In this infinity, then, what is the difference between him who lives 3 days and him who lives 3 generations? Always run the short way, and the short way is the natural one. Accordingly say and do everything in conformity with the soundest reason. For such a purpose frees a man from trouble and warfare, and all artifice and ostentatious display.